main news.
Yeah, very good evening and thank you so much for joining us for the news bulletin at 18 hours. The headlines: Concord removes President Hichilema from Bill 7 petition. Opposition parties form wars to challenge government. And in international news, other Eritreans freed after 18 years without a trial.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. The Constitutional Court has removed President Hakainde Hichilema from a petition filed by PF Mporokoso Member of Parliament Brian Mundubile and Tonse Alliance National Youth Chairperson Celestine Mukandila. The petition sought a declaration that President Hichilema violated the Constitution by initiating Bill 7 without broader consultation, and further requested that he be disqualified from contesting the 2026 general elections. On 20th November 2025, Attorney General Mulilo Kabesha filed a summons arguing misjoinder of the head of state. He submitted that in initiating Bill 7, the president was performing executive functions and therefore enjoys immunity from legal proceedings during his tenure as provided under the Constitution. However, Mr. Mkandula's legal team opposed the application, arguing that the president could not be removed from the proceedings because the court's decision would directly impact him as the UPND's 2026 presidential candidate. In its ruling delivered today, Constitutional Court Judge Madford Mwandenga upheld the Attorney General's application pursuant to Article 98, Subsection 1, ordering that President Hichilema be removed from the petition and that the Attorney General remain the sole respondent in the matter. A consortium of opposition political party leaders has come together to form the We Are One Zambia Alliance. The parties include New Heritage Party, People's Alliance for Change, United Liberal Party, United National Independence Party, and the Zambia We Want. Speaking at a press briefing, Alliance Chairperson Sakwiba Sikota said the coalition was established to address what he described as growing dictatorship and the shrinking democratic space in the country. He has called on citizens to unite in challenging the one-party state and opposing controversial constitutional amendments.
We have come together under the name We Are One Zambia Alliance. In short, we are WOZA. That is a call we say come. That is what WOZA means. We are saying to all Zambians, come, let's hold hands. Let's come together like our freedom fighters in 1964, like those who fought for multi-party democracy, like those who fought against the third term bid. Let's come together. We are one Zambia Alliance.
Meanwhile, People's Alliance for Change President Andy Ford Banda has urged governments to address the high cost of living, highlighting that many Zambians are struggling under rising economic pressures.
Zambia experienced a drought which affected, you know, our crop yields, including the energy sector, greatly, and we have not yet recovered. What does that mean when we only have 3 hours of power for production? It means that we can't produce more and we can't create jobs. This means that from the 2022 statistics from the Zambia Statistics Agency, where it was informed that poverty levels went from 54% to 60%, the poverty levels keep going up because there's no power. Without power, there's no production. Without production, there are no jobs.
2 people have died on the spot, while several others sustained injuries in the road traffic accident that occurred today around 04:45 hours opposite Kabombo Mene Primary School in Mushindamo District along the Solwezi Chingola Road. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilavi said the accident involved a Jong Tong bus registration number BCF220ZM, belonging to Likili Bus Services, carrying 64 passengers in the Scania truck. Registration numbers T865DVP and T983DVA. He said the bus was en route from Solwezi to Chingola. Mr. Chilabi has more details.
Preliminary investigations indicate that the accident occurred when the truck driver heading towards Solwezi was improperly overtaking another vehicle at a curve. The bus coming from the opposite direction collided with the rear trailer of the truck. The two fatalities included bus driver, then fighters Anthony Mwamba, aged between 45 and 55 years from Osaka, and the bus inspector George Gondwe, aged 43, from Mushtara compound in Solwezi. Five passengers sustained serious injuries, while 32 passengers sustained minor injuries and have been treated and discharged. The truck driver, believed to be a Tanzanian national, escaped unhurt and fled the scene.
The High Commission of the Republic of Zambia in Canberra has warned the Zambian community in Australia, New Zealand and those in Zambia planning to travel to Australia about a growing number of visa and scholarship related scams targeting prospective applicants. Zambia's Charge Deferred to Australia and New Zealand, Anna Lupenga, has urged all Zambians to exercise vigilance and conduct thorough due diligence when engaging individuals or agencies claiming to offer assistance with Australian visa applications, study permits or scholarship opportunities. She said this follows a surge in reported cases of imposters fraudulently posing as legitimate agents and promising guaranteed outcomes in exchange for payments. Meanwhile, the Australian Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade has confirmed that scammers have been impersonating senior officials from the Department of Home Affairs, offering fraudulent assistance and demanding payments for expedited visa processing. Australia's Minister for Home Affairs, Tony Burke, has also issued a warning to applicants, cautioning them about these ongoing scams and urging prospective travellers to remain on high alert. This is according to a statement issued by First Secretary for Press and Public Relations at the Zambian Mission to Australia and New Zealand, Charles Mucholo.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Women Leaders for Climate Action has officially launched its Economic Resilience Pathways webinar series, a flagship initiative aimed at providing solutions and opportunities that advance the organization's mandate of empowering women in the climate economy. Speaking during the launch, Bridges to Prosperity Country Director Machilala Nkombo has described the new series as a critical knowledge sharing platform that will enable women entrepreneurs and institutions to connect, learn and collaborate more effectively. According to Ms. Nkombo, the sessions will highlight women driving resilience across key sectors of the climate economy, including energy, infrastructure and finance.
The climate crisis, while disruptive, has also unlocked extraordinary opportunities in the new climate economy. It is pushing all of us in this room and outside to rethink value creation and to design new business models that can not only survive but thrive within the changed climate context. I believe that with the right knowledge, skills, technologies, infrastructure, and may I say network, Africa can build an economy that's truly inclusive, resilient, and powerful.
Meanwhile, African Development Bank Group Director for Gender, Women and Civil Society, Dr. Jemima Njuki, has emphasized that despite their contributions, women entrepreneurs still face structural barriers and gender-based biases that limit their ability to realize their full economic potential as climate leaders.
We know globally women are producing a lot of the world's food and farmers. They are already adapting to climate change through sustainable agriculture, through adoption of drought-resistant crops and other nature-based solutions. So women are the backbone of resilience. We know on unpaid care work that they are shouldering a disproportionate of the work that keeps communities, families and countries alive and functioning.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet.